This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening market discussion. And Eric, to start the day off, at least we have a little bit of green on the screen here. What's happening with the trade in the grains?
Yeah, so pretty stable in the wheat and corn, although red for most of those contracts. At least we're not washing out. The soybeans are the green spot this morning, which after yesterday's sell-off is a very welcome sight. We're seeing a little bit of recovery in the soybean oil. That's helping push the beans, 4 to 5 cents higher. Nothing big after yesterday's washout, but if we could just get some kind of little bounce back here, that would be a welcome sight, especially if we could get follow through into the end of the week. But right now, it's not a very hopeful market. You felt that yesterday in talking to clients and even just looking across the board, it was the same story. So hopefully we'll have something to change the sentiment a little bit here over the next day and a half and maybe finish the week out on a positive note.
And you mentioned that washout yesterday. In your opinion, what was the driving force behind why we kind of saw the dam break yesterday, and especially for soybeans with that price movement to the downside?
Well, I think there's a few factors in play. I mean, we're not seeing the 45Z guidance that we've been hoping and waiting for quite some time for biodiesel, sustainable aviation fuel, all of the biofuels, which could heavily impact both ethanol and soybean oil for that sustainable aviation fuel. And so it's still in wait for that. That's not coming. We're not sure when it's going to come. We've heard that it's going to happen during the Biden administration, which would mean it would be in the next 30 days. Whether that happens or not remains to be seen. Then we actually got extended forecasts that are looking a little more supportive for conditions in Brazil when they've already been experiencing near perfection throughout the growing season so far this year.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash-back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up, and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
March corn up 1 1/4 at 438.5. January soybeans up 7 even at 958.75. January soybean meal up 2 pennies at 281.50. January soybean oil up 65 cents at 40.20. On the Merck, February live cattle down $1.22 at 187.10. January feeder cattle down 2 even at 255 even. February lean hogs up 37 cents at 84.07. Class 3 milk down 23 cents at 19.94. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.